Yen Audio presents The Executioner and Her Way of Life, Crimson Nightmare. Written by Mato Sato. Translated by Jenny McKeon. Illustrations by Nilitsu. Read by Annie Wild. Prologue. It was one of many endings, the conclusion of a journey long past. Whiteness everywhere. Nothing but pale salt spread in every direction. It was heavier than a white cloud, harsher than a white fog, harder than white sand, purer than white light. A single sword had turned everything underfoot to powdery dust. As the waves crashed against the coast, the sand slowly melted into the sea, eventually reducing what was once a continent to a solitary island. A moment ago, the island's volume increased by precisely the weight of one teenage girl, but that would only buy a few more seconds. A single young woman walked along the great expanse of sand that seemed like all the universe's purity manifested into one alabaster world. She was roughly 20 years old, with dark red hair that came down to her shoulder blades. Her face was calm and wizened, but hadn't yet lost its youth. There was no hint of expression on her face as she strolled in her indigo priestess's robes. No one would suspect that she had killed someone just moments prior. As a member of the Faust, who worshipped the Lord, she carried a scripture under her left arm. Because it was a priestess's duty to hold the scripture in her left hand, many of them specialized in one-handed weapons that could be used in their right. This young woman appeared to be no exception as she gripped a sword in her right hand. At a glance, it looked like a very fragile armament indeed. It was neither elegant nor majestic, nor did it appear practical. The blade was thinner than any rusted or corroded one, brittle enough that it might collapse at a touch or even melt away if it was exposed to rainfall. The sword.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?